Chapter 1. A Short History of Fighting Plastic. Ban the Bead. A few years ago, no one could have imagined that the world might be up in arms about tiny balls of plastic. Most people, myself included, had never heard of microbeads. Minuscule fragments of plastic under 5 millimeters in diameter that had sneakily been added to many household products, designed specifically to get washed down the drain, with no thought as to where they would end up. Then, in December 2013, a new research paper came out, revealing the extent of plastic pollution in the Great Lakes of Canada and the United States. Lake Ontario, the smallest of the lakes, was estimated to have as many as 1.1 million microbeads per square kilometre. A campaign quickly kicked off, and within 2 years the US Congress had passed a law to ban microbeads from many, though unfortunately not all, products. Former President Barack Obama had capitalized on the fact that the Great Lakes not only spanned two countries, but were also one of the United States' most iconic holiday destinations, a center for business and home to over a fifth of the world's supply of fresh water. Protecting them from pollution is an issue that bridges the political divide. News of the ban reached the UK, and though some of us working in the world of ocean conservation were dimly aware of the microbeads issue, it was only at this point that we considered making it a New Year's resolution to get an equivalent ban in the UK. After all, if Obama could ban these tiny balls of plastic, why couldn't our government do the same? Of course, this was not the first major move to prevent plastic pollution, nor the most impressive. After devastating floods at the turn of the century were found to have been exacerbated by plastic bags clogging up the drainage system, in 2002 Bangladesh became the first country in the world to ban them. Though plastic is so persistent, plastic bags continue to cause big problems there. Campaigners like Annie Leonard, who founded the Story of Stuff project, had already made hugely successful viral online videos looking at how ridiculous single-use plastic is. In the UK, in autumn 2013, Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg announced a 5p, 7 cents charge on plastic bags in larger stores after a successful campaign by the Marine Conservation Society and others. A charge set to be extended to smaller retailers after being found to be responsible for an 85% reduction in plastic bag use. Across the world, from sub-Saharan Africa to San Francisco, a growing movement against plastics was already gaining power. In January 2016, we at Greenpeace UK launched a petition against microbeads, quickly forming a coalition with other organisations working on this issue: the Marine Conservation Society, Fauna and Flora International, and the Environmental Investigation Agency. The response was like nothing we could have predicted. Very soon, hundreds of thousands of people had signed our petition to ban the bead. Newspapers like the Daily Mail had plastered our campaign across their front page, and celebrities were lining up to join the movement. Pent-up anger over plastic pollution evolved into public outrage that these microbeads had made their way into the market. Customers felt fooled. They had had no idea that their face wash was responsible for thousands of microbeads leaking out to the ocean. As a campaigner, it was a gift. A simple ban presented an easy solution, and what's more, it had popular support. All we had to do was channel the outrage in the right direction, toward the minister who could make change happen, work with our coalition partners to continue to build the evidence for why a ban was needed and what a ban might look like in law, and encourage companies to keep up momentum by voluntarily committing to stop stocking microbeads in the meantime. However, it soon became clear that this was just the tip of the iceberg when it came to people's frustration about plastic and, indeed, when it came to the scale of the problem itself. Each morning I was arriving at work to an inbox filled with questions and suggestions about what else we could be doing to get rid of plastic.